Wednesday morning. Happy Wednesday. And this is technically part one of a three-part special we're doing to help promote not only the Punky Meadows Fallen Angel album, or promote Frank Domino of Angel's latest solo album from a couple years back, but this is to promote the upcoming reunion of sorts between Frank and Punky, and it's all because of the man that we're going to talk to in a few minutes, Mr. The Pharaoh himself, Danny Aiello. And yeah, exciting. I'm very excited about this whole situation, about this three-part episode we're doing. Excited about the guys coming into the Trocadero in Philly April 12th. And we're actually giving away a pair of tickets thanks to the guys who gave us a pair of tickets to give away. So there's a few different little rules to do, so make sure you go on our Facebook page. It's right there pinned to the top of our Facebook page, and you could be in the running to win a pair of tickets, which we're going to be announcing the winner this Sunday night. So there you go. Tons of stuff. But anyway, so it's Wednesday morning. We usually don't do shows Wednesday, but like I said, I got these special interviews that I've been taping and doing and preparing, and we're going to do them for you. So let's do this. And you know, my name is Bay Ragney, in case you didn't know, and this is Totally Driven Radio. Totally Driven Radio rocks. So I got to talk to Danny finally. I guess it was last week, and it's kind of funny because I've known of Danny, not for like the musical part of his career, which really has come out over the last few years with him getting together with Punky, but I actually first heard of Danny due to the fact of his sculpting skills and the custom figures and dolls he used to make that were on eBay. And one of those dolls was a Punky Meadows dolls, and he would make these amazing Kiss figures and Planet of the Apes figures and Evel Knievel figures, and I almost kind of feel like Danny and me should have been best friends probably for 45 plus years, because we all have all the same interests and grew up on the same stuff, and the dude is just an amazingly talented individual, a great person, and I'm so glad I had the honor and time to finally talk to him. And I got to thank him even more so, because when I do these interviews, a lot of the times I'm at work, I'm in my office, and I the real gig that pays my bills is working in the car business and selling cars and stuff. So a lot of times I get to schedule these interviews, and I can kind of lock myself away in my office and pull these interviews off. But as I was doing Danny's interview, we kept getting interrupted with customers, and I had to keep putting Danny on hold or calling him back. And he was a trooper through the whole thing. He got a kick out of it, and he stuck with me. And I can never thank him enough for being understanding. And so Danny, thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the interview. Thanks for getting us hooked up with Punky and re-hooked up with Frank. Thank you for the pair of tickets that you're allowing us to give away for the show at the Troc April 12th. And thank you for bringing Punky Meadows back to the world of rock and roll. So let's play some music. You're tired of hearing me babble. Let's play some music. After the music, we're going to go right into the interview with Danny, and then we'll play some more music, and then I'll come back and close out the show. So let's do it. This one is this one's off the Punky Meadows album, Fallen Angels, and it's one that Danny sings. And actually, this one's actually on the one of the bonus tracks, and Danny sent it over for me to play. And it's called "They Don't Like My Ways," and this is Danny singing. So check it out.
Out loud. it's my faith. Well, it's in my soul. I'll turn around now, picking up my tears. I'm turning around now, yeah. They're not my ways, what do they know? They're not my ways, for what I gotta do to get by. They're not my ways, for what do they know?
Let me What's up, Bay? How are you, buddy?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, good, good. Just hanging in, you know, getting some work done, you know, some sculpts, music,
dude,
all of that stuff.
You know, it's so crazy. Like, I didn't, like, I realized, like, later, like, once the whole thing with Punky Meadows and you came together, I was like, holy crap, that's the same fucking guy that used to do the sculpts I would, like, see on eBay, like, probably 20 years ago. And I was mind blown. Yeah, like,
thank you, man.
Like, blown away by the work. The Evel Knievel one you did, and because I'm a big
Knievel
fan. And big, you know.
Yeah, me too.
Music fan and all that. But that was, I think that was the first one that really I saw, and then going through your stuff through the years and all, I was just like, holy cow, like, how the hell did you get started with doing that?
As far as sculpting, what happened was, you know, I'm a collector myself, you know, and I'd go to a lot of conventions and buy, like, they were called garage kits at the time, and there was a couple of really amazing sculptors, like this guy, Jeff Yeager, who did a Wolfman kit that, you know, and I always loved the Wolfman, and I bought that kit, and you know, and I always said, wow, man, imagine like making one of these or something. And you know, I always was really impressed with all the sculpts I'd see, but you know, not knowing much about what I was born an artist, you know, that just came natural as a child.
Okay.
That's a long story, you know, but you know, so I never knew I could sculpt, you know, so it was something new to me. And then I'd see some figures released that I always thought could have been, maybe the likeness could have been better or something, and then you get some that the likenesses were perfect. So I said, you know what, let me try Kiss. And, you know, I went to the art store and bought some clay and said, hey, man, I'm going to try sculpting, you know. And the first thing I did was a Planet of the Apes head, and I remember doing it at night and saying, wow, you know, that actually looks like it. You know, I can't believe I could do this. It was really strange. It was so weird because I was like, wow, I could do something that I didn't even know I had in me. I knew I was an artist, but never pursuing that, this is something that I'd really be interested in doing, you know. So then I started making my own custom figures. I figured I'd try some with, like, more realistic hair, you know, so they were a little more like wax museum type things, you know. I was trying to make more realistic type characters. And, you know, I kept getting better and better as I went along. And, you know, the likenesses were pretty good. And it started catching on, you know. Everybody would be like, oh, yeah, this is the Pharaoh. I want to get a figure. And then the toy companies caught on, and first official thing I did was for NECA, a Harry Potter figure, Draco.
Oh, wow.
And that was like, you know, a big dream come true to actually have a toy, you know, something in Toys R Us or something. It was like,
right.
It was so weird because I never went to school for it or anything. And to see this happening was kind of unreal to me. And then, Randy's really cool at NECA. So, he also gave me the Planet of the Apes. It was a 2-pack exclusive that came out a few years ago.
Right.
And that was really cool to have that in Toys R Us, you know. So I love Planet of the Apes, one of my favorite things. And then as far as Figures Toy Company, you know the wrestler, he went by Demon, Dale Torborg. He dressed as actually Gene Simmons. He was on the the big wrestling network. What's it, WWE?
He was on WCW.
Yeah, that's it. And he was a fan of my work, and he went to this company and said, if you do Kiss figures, you got to get this guy. So we wound up getting in touch with that company, and ever since that, I was their lead sculptor now for 3 years, 4 years. So we've done Kiss, Batman, the TV show Batman, all the DC characters. A lot of times, you know, this stuff comes out really good. And then when you through mass production, sometimes, you know, it's hard to get the hair right, especially on Kiss and stuff
sure.
like that when you're not doing it yourself. But, you know, they really do a great job. I mean, they got to be one of the best toy companies out there. They're getting the whole Mego. They do a lot of Mego type figures. You know, back in
the
70s. Now they, you know, they upgraded from doing those, and they're it's kind of like the same style. But you know, we're doing a lot of cool characters. We're doing you know the monkeys, right?
Sure.
Of course, you know the monkeys. We're doing 18-inch figures of those. We did 12-inch and 8-inch a few years back, but now that we're doing 18-inch figures, they look really cool.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, real excited about that. We've done Scooby-Doo, again, a lot of DC characters, Ring of Honor, wrestling, all official figures. We got a Kiss Dynasty set coming out this year.
Oh, nice.
So,
nice.
Yeah, Figures Toy Company. The whole crew there is great. Anthony, Steve, Tanner, and Tony, all them guys. Great guys.
Now, I mean, going back to the whole sculpting thing, like, early on, it sounds like you tackled something I thought would be, like, the real hard one, is the Planet of the Apes, one of my all-time favorite things of life.
Me too. I love those movies, man. Yeah, I was just being a fan. I really, you know, studied their look and all of that and captured it, you know, through clay and wax. And I usually use Super Sculpey Firm or wax, but, you know, or both even. You know, I'll transform it into wax and then finish the details in wax.
That is wild. So, now, how about, like, when you start doing the Kiss ones, were you scared, like, especially, like, these amazing Gene Simmons dolls, were you scared, like, Gene's going to say, like, yo, you can't sell these?
Well, now I'm doing official stuff, so that wouldn't happen. But as far as my customs, no, I wasn't scared at all, to be honest. They're limited things. It isn't, like, mass production, and it's like art. You know, people paint pictures.
Right.
And sell them, and you know, they're public figures, so that's what I did. It's art, you know. I sculpted a figure, put it up, and you know, they're all over the place. Look on eBay. I mean, everybody does custom figures of everyone. They're public figures, and it isn't like they're mass producing them. They're pretty much one offs, you know. Sometimes they'll make a few of the same one, but not many, you know.
Did you ever have anybody like that you did make a figure of, like, reach out to you and be like, I want one?
you ever see The Good, the Bad, the Ugly? Of course, right, with Clint Eastwood?
Yeah.
You know the actor Eli Wallach?
Yes.
Yeah, he played Tuco. Great actor. Anyway, his son we talked last week. His son just got in touch with me and really loved the sculpt I did of his father, and wanted to order a few figures and stuff. Really nice guy. His name was Peter. And, so I'm doing stuff for him. You know, there's been other people I can't think of off the top of my head. You know, but there has been other people, you know, here and there that wanted figures, you know.
That's amazing. Now, how about, like, one of your dolls that you did, and I was always blown away by it, and now, years later, you've kind of, like, brought them back to the music scene and resurrected the whole love of Punky Meadows and Angel.
Punky Meadows, and, yeah.
Yeah, the Punky Meadows.
That's my main
dollars.
Man. Oh, you
like,
know, I
you know
Angel.
At the time?
Well, did what's that at the time? What?
Did you know Punky, like, when you made the doll? Or?
When I made the figure, I think I did. Let me think. So the whole thing with that was, you know, Kiss and Angel were my all-time favorite bands as a kid, and Punky and Ace were my guitar influences, and, you know, Punky always, you know, when I was younger, I was, you know, always, he was always like my favorite rock star, him and Kiss and all that. So I had a band called Tail and Storm, and we actually, you know, we're so influenced. Like, I would wear white and the rest of the band would wear black, you know, and it's kind of mixed between both bands, but it's pretty funny. But the music was good, good melodic rock, you know. And then as time went on, I always wondered what happened with Punky, you know, and I found out he ran those tanning salons when he did at And I read that in a newspaper article he did. So, you know, out of a wing, I just said, hey, you know, let me give a call. You know, I'd always like to tell Punky what a great, you know, influence he was on my playing and just as a rock star in general and as a person. So I called and, you know, I got to talk to him. So we talked for a while. We really hit it off. We got into the whole conversation like we're doing now about sculpting and music and, you know, it all came down to us talking a few times, and he invited me down, you know, and I went down there with my friend, and we hit it off, and I always said, look, if I ever got back in the music business, man, he'd be the guy I'd always want to say, hey, man, if I got something going on, would you be interested, or just always try to get back out there, because I knew how many fans wanted to hear not only Angel play again, but Punky, you know, as a guitar player. I knew, you know, there was a lot of fans out there like myself, and once I got back into music, I had a band called Lords of Mercy that was doing really well, and we got signed to a label with major distribution, and, you know, one of my other great friends, Keith Roth, he works for Sirius and all, and the Rat Radio, you know, a great DJ. I'd say he's the best out there, you know, him and Eddie Trunk. And what happened was Keith had we were talking, and I said, hey, it would be great to get Punky on an interview, you know. I wonder, you know, if you'd want to do something on the Rat. And he said, man, if you could get Punky, yeah, that would be amazing. So I talked to Punky, you know, we got to be really good friends at that point. And this was, you know, what, about 6 years ago, I'd say, maybe 5 years ago. And I said to Punky, you know, he said, well, you know, I told him I'd be guest host so it would be comfortable for him if he wanted to do it.
Right.
If not, it's all good, you know. Just wanted to see if you wanted to get your voice out there. Nobody's really ever heard you or what you have to say. And he said, hey, man, you know what, let's do it. So that whole thing aired, and, you know, it was a two-hour, like, whole Angel special and Punky Meadows and the interview. And when that aired, you know, people could call in and listen, or they could go on the internet and listen and log in and all of that stuff onto the Rat. And the servers went down. People were trying to listen from, like, the UK, Australia, Japan, and there were so many listeners that were intrigued to hear Punky again. And just because, if you remember, in the 70s, there weren't many interviews or anything like that. So no one's ever really heard him till this interview. And it was great, man. And that kind of sparked things up. And then I remember talking to Eddie Trunk, and he said he'd, you know, love to do a podcast with Punky and stuff like that. So then I told Punky about that. That happened. And then, you know, things started really moving along, and I just said, Punky, why don't you, you know, I don't know if Angel's not getting back together, would you want to do a solo album? You know, I write, you write, you know, what would you think? And we started talking really, you know, really serious about it, and, you know, we started writing together, and he said, yeah, you know what, let's do it. And, you know, we did it through Main Man Records. We had worldwide distribution with MVD. But then we also got a deal with Japan on Rubicon and Escape in Europe, you know, so Escape Music. So we actually got three record deals for the album. And, you know, now we've grown to be like best friends. So it's the whole thing is great. And I'm glad he's back out there. And the fans are really, you know, loving the album, and I'm really proud of that album. You know, it charted on Billboard. It's something, you know, I could look at and say, wow, you know, not only is Punky back, but, you know, I co-wrote the album with him and produced it and really wanted this thing, you know, to come out amazing. And in my opinion, you know, it's such a great album, and I'm real proud of Punky. He played so good on that album, man. His leads are just so melodic and they're memorable, and I'm real happy he has something out there that he's happy with, you know, and that means a lot. So,
right.
Yeah, man, and we're writing already for the next album, which is really cool.
I mean, dude, like, I mean, Punky Meadows, well, you even admit it, one of your biggest influences. I mean, you were such a vital person in bringing him back and getting him to do music again, and that's kind of like, really, like, freak you out to think about it.
You know, Punky wanted to do it. That's the main thing. You know, if believe me, it wouldn't be done if he didn't want to do it. So, you know what it is, man? We've been working together for now, I'd say, 4 years. And I'll tell you, man, we just have a great, great relationship, whether it be writing, you know, a friendship, whatever it may be. We just gel together, man, and we're on the same page when we write. And if it wasn't like this, I don't think Punky would even want to do it, you know. But we just have that chemistry that worked, you know. Thank God. I mean, I didn't, coming into it, I knew we were friends, but I didn't know that it would be such a great team. You know, I had no idea,
right.
You know, and we're lucky we have that. I mean, we talk every day about everything, and, you know, like I said, he's a best friend, and we write together. Like, you know, I'll tell you, man, out of these 4 years, I can honestly say we never even had an argument, or, you know, there's disagreements that we always come to agreement, and they're all good things, all positive, man. When we talk, we're always, like, laughing and excited, and about going and doing the next thing and playing. And, you know, I've worked with a lot of bands, but I'll tell you this whole thing has been a real pleasure, man. It's really great. I'm having a blast.
I can imagine. I mean, it sounds like me and you were to come, like, from the same mold, like, grew up probably in the 70s. All the
yes.
Interest, Planet of the Apes, Evel Knievel.
Oh, yeah, Angel. Kiss,
I mean,
Angel,
all
of that, man.
All
I mean, that was they were the times, you know. And now, you know what it is, I'm still staying in them times, you know. But now I'm actually doing things with the things I actually loved officially. And it's really crazy, you know. You wake up and you think about it. But I'll never take it for granted, you know. I thank God every day. And, you know, for the talent he's given me, and, you know, with the sculpting and music, and just in life in general. So, you know, you got to appreciate what you have every day, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, yeah. You guys are getting ready to do another run of dates, and this time you got Frank Angel.
Domino, yeah. He's great, man. Let me tell you, such a cool guy. I mean, When this came together, he couldn't have been any cooler. He's just, you know, me, him, and Punky always have conference calls, and we talk all the time about, you know, what we're going to do and the song list. And, you know, we're real excited to get out on the road. I think this thing is going to be great for the fans. You know, again, like all the other Angel fans, you know, of course we would really love an Angel reunion. Everybody would. But at this point, you know, it's really up to the guys. That's all it's up. You can't force everybody, hey, man, get together. You know, me and Punky have had talks. You know, I'd bring it up once in a while. Hey, you know, maybe get together with the guys when you get a chance. But again, it's up to them. They have to want to do it and have the passion to do it. It's not easy, you know. You all have to get in the same place, write together, put your heads back together. It isn't like, yeah, let's do it. It isn't that simple. It's a lot of work. So, you know, when they're ready to do that, that'd be great. But at this point, now having Punky and Frank together on stage, it's like, you know, it's going to have an Angel sound. I mean, these guys are amazing. Frank still sings amazing, sounds great. Punky's better than ever, too. And man, I'll tell you, it's going to be great. The backup band is killer. you know, actually Billy, you know, he plays a lot like Barry too. He has his, that type of style, you know, Barry Bonham, you know, so, and he's playing the songs
right.
Incredible. Charlie, the keyboardist, is doing all, he's kicking ass. Well, you know Charlie.
yeah.
You know, so he's kicking all kinds of ass, you know. We're doing the Fortune. I mean, he's really nailing that feeling in the keyboards. And Steve O'Jane on bass is kicking ass too. Great player, great guy. All these guys are just super, you know. They're really nice guys, no egos, you know. No getting there and going back and forth and all of that. You know, that stuff will drive you right out of the music business, you know.
Right.
So these guys are super cool, man.
So you said you guys are already working on the next album.
Yes. We've been writing a lot, man. I'd say we have, oh, man, probably almost the whole album done. I'd say at least 10 songs already.
Wow.
Yeah, we got this cool song. Punky's started this one song, 1975. It's great. It's got a cool story and a vibe. And, you know, just like we were talking, how everything was so cool back then and everything. And I have this song I started called Suffering. It's really catchy. It's got a good melodic hook in it. And it's you know, kind of heavy. And so what we do is we'll bring, you know, about, you know, 6 songs each to the table, and, you know, and then he'll help me write a bridge or a couple of some of the words, or, you know, we'll work on melody, and then the stuff he brings, I'll write like the melody to the verses and the words, and maybe you know, whatever. So, you know, we really just have a great, we write over the phone even. Like, I'll call him, hey, man, listen to this. What are you thinking? Oh, yeah, put try this idea to that. Or he'll call me, listen to this. I'll be like, oh, shit, listen to this melody, man. How's this sound? And we just keep going back and forth, and we'll tape things. And then sometimes I'll come up with, like, you know, 3 or 4 choruses to something maybe he's written. Vice versa, like he wrote when he was writing Homewrecker, I had about three or four chorus melodies to the music that he written to the chorus, and the one we basically came up with, we both liked the best, you know. So you won't be home tonight, you know, that whole part. And then I came up with Lost and Lonely, and I said, oh, dude, I really think this song will be great for Frank to sing. It has an Angel vibe. And then, you know, he came in and helped me, you know, arrange it and wrote the bridge and all different things like that. So we just work really well together. So, you know, hey, I thank God for that, and I think the next album's going to kick major ass, man. We're really excited about the songs. You know, I'll never say an album will be better than the first, but I'm thinking it will be as good for sure.
That's awesome. Now, will Frank be on the new album singing? Will Chandler? Will both? Or,
you know, this is something that we have to talk about. You know, when the time comes, I'm sure, you know, Punky will ask Frank to do a guest on 1 or 2 songs, and same if Frank made a new album, I'm sure Punky would guest on his as well. And they always had that, you know, friendship that they could just say, hey, man, you want to do this? And, you know, they're very, very close. So, you know, I'm sure that'll happen. And then Chandler, yeah, you know, we have in mind for him to do, the album as well. I mean, in my opinion, he's in our band. It's just this year we're doing something different. This isn't the Punky Meadows band. This isn't the Frank Domino band. This is Punky Meadows and Frank Domino of Angel going out and doing a special shows for the fans. And, you know, we're doing a full Angel set with a few solo songs mixed in there. So I think the fans will love it. You know, I think everyone should get out there and, you know, if you wanted to see it, you know, you want to hear it, you know, you got Punky and Frank right there. So I'm very honored to be a part of this.
Has it been surprising or from you, Danny, not only being friend and bandmate, but fan as well, being part of this, but experiencing it alongside with Punky? Have you seen him be kind of surprised, like that the fans are wanting him back in music and to see him again and hear him again? Has it been kind of cool to experience that with him? And I'm sure he's got to be kind of surprised because he was out of the music world so long.
Yeah, you know, initially, you know, he was surprised. I used to tell him though all the time, dude, you got a lot of fans out there, man. Whatever, Danny, sure. He didn't realize it, you know. I think once we did the interview, that sparked some, passion in him. You know, he really needed to have that passion again. You know, he had to want to do this initially to even happen. So, you know, that sparked some interest. Then us getting together, I think our friendship and writing, how we gelled so well together, I think that was a big part of it. And, he was very excited, you know, to see the fans and the reaction. And he's real happy about it, man. He's enjoying himself. You know, he's happy to get out there, and he's happy he made new music and is making new music. He's really proud of that album. I know that. We talk about it a lot. So I think that's great, man, because, who knows what would have happened. I really can't say. But you know what? We don't have to because this is happening now. So, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You yourself, like what? I mean, you're busy with Punky and dates and tours coming up, and you got the sculpting, the figures.
Yeah.
Do you have other music stuff you're working on as well, or?
I do write with the singer from Lords of Mercy, Brandon Sweeney. Great singer, great friend, and we've written some songs together that we plan on possibly recording in the future, you know, and we have some plans, but right now of course this is I'm dedicated to this fully no matter what else I do. This is my number one with Punky, but there's some stuff down the line that I may do, again, I'll always be working with Punky, so that's when the time has come that I have to be and do that, that's where I want to be. You know, I couldn't be any happier doing what I'm doing with this whole thing.
That's awesome. Well, Dan, I mean, you're truly living the dream, my friend. You really are.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Like I said, you don't take that stuff for granted. And I'll tell you, I always said, it isn't about being rich. It isn't about all of that. It's doing something you love in life and being happy every day doing it. Of course, you got to pay the bills. So, try to make something you love work. And if not, get a side job and still never stop doing what you love as well. I'm living proof it's never too late. You know, even with the sculpting, I didn't start that till later on. And I've been doing that for a living for like 15 years. That's all I do is sculpt for a living. And thank God I even, get to work from home. But, music-wise too, people always wanted to, make it or get out there and play. And then they'll say, maybe I'm too old now or maybe it's too late. It's never too late, man. Do what you love. There's actors that don't start till their 40s, 50s. It's never too late, And again, you just never know what could come. You just don't.
It's funny. I used to sit there, going back to the sculpting too. I would sit there and see what you were doing. I'm like, and you were inspiring me. Like, I gotta try this. I was like,
yeah, and that's so cool. Yeah. I'm glad you're inspired, and I hope you tried it.
I didn't. I was so intimidated by it. I wanted to do a Randy Rhoads one. And
I love Randy Rhoads. Big fan.
I would see your stuff, and I'm like, how the freak did he do this? It was so amazing.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Did.
Yeah, I have to do a Randy Rhoads figure. I tried it once when I was first starting. I didn't think it was too successful. It didn't look too great, but I'd love to nail it where it looked just like him. And, I would definitely try that one day, but I'm so busy with other stuff, you know. It's just,
sure.
But I'll get to all my favorites one day, you know. Yeah. So.
Well, Dan, dude, thank you so much for doing this, man. It was great to finally talk to you after all these years.
Hey, Bay, it's been a pleasure, man. Great talking to you as well. I appreciate it. I appreciate the interview.
Yeah, and look forward to meeting you when you guys come to Philly next month.
Yeah, you're coming to the show?
Yeah.
Oh, great, great, great. Well, we'll get you in, so let me know ahead of time, okay?
Oh, cool. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you got it, brother. Anytime. So we'll be in touch, man, and thanks again for the interview. I really appreciate it, buddy.
Absolutely. Take care, Danny.
Take care, Bay. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I believe I try to be right. So what if I leave? Would you still be the shine in my life? I'll be alright. Yeah, I'll be strong. But I'm leaving tonight. Yeah, I'll be alright. I'll get by. But I'm leaving tonight. Take it. So much I need. I've given you all that I've got, and now my heart bleeds, 'cause you still need it more than my love. 'Cause I'll be alright. Yeah, I'll get by.
Brokeback to Jerry Rocks. There you go. Punky Meadows, Frank Domino, back together, Lost and Lonely. Great, great, great freaking tune. There's actually the two versions of that. There's the bonus version, the one with Frank singing, the single version, and there's also the original version of the album Fallen Angel with Chandler singing. Great stuff. Before that, we did Leaving Tonight, another tune that Danny sang on the album. Of course, you heard our interview with Danny. I hope you enjoyed it. And in the first block of music going into the interview, we did Straight Shooter, the first single off the album, Fallen Angel. And we did the other song that Danny sang that is also a bonus track, They Don't Like My Ways. So thank you. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I hope everybody enjoyed it. We have the Punky Meadows interview, which is taped and ready to be aired. I think I'm going to do these each Wednesday. So next Wednesday, I'll do the Punky Meadows interview, and then the following Wednesday, I have my Frank interview, and I'll do that one as well. And this way, I'll lead right up to the April 12th show and the little block of shows coming up on their little East Coast run here, and then they're going to be going to doing some shows on the West Coast. So make sure you check them out. Look for Punky on Facebook. Look for Danny on Facebook. Look for Frank on Facebook. Look for myself on Facebook. Look for us all. Like us, love us, follow us. Totally Driven Entertainment, Punky Meadows, Danny Farrow, N-E-L. I know I'm pronouncing your name wrong, Danny. So when I see you on the 12th, you can smack me. And Frank Domino. A bunch of Italians. How about that? How you like that? So there you go. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Remember, stay driven. Until next time, see ya.